ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك، وإن أخذتني بذنوبي أخذتك بمغفرتك، وإن أدخلتني النار أعلمت أهلها أني أحبك إلهي. لك الحمد أبدا أبدا دائما سرمدا يزيد ولا يبيد كما تحب وترضى.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the whispered prayer. إلهي إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك. My Lord, if you punish me for my offense, I shall cling to your pardon. وإن أخذتني بذنوبي أخذتك بمغفرتك. If you seize me for my sins, I shall take hold of your forgiveness. وإن أدخلتني النار أعلمت أهلها أني أحبك. And if you put me to the fire, I shall declare to its inmates that I love you. To some extent, we have discussed this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya. Now let us approach this excerpt from another perspective. We have seen throughout our traditions that we call out to our Lord and say, Ya man sabaqat rahmatuhu ghalaba, or he himself saying, Inna rahmati taghlibu ghalabi. Surely my forgiveness overpowers my wrath. You may remember in the previous episode, we told you that the infallible Imam alayhimus salam are teaching us how we should supplicate to our Lord and how we should approach him asking our requests. In this part, in this Munajat Sha'baniya, when the supplicant says, إِلَهِ إِنْ أَخَذْتَنِي بِجُرْمِي أَخَذْتُكَ بِعَفْوِكَ, if you punish me, my Lord, for my offense, I shall cling to your pardon. And if you seize me for my sins, I shall take hold of your forgiveness. We are actually making him forgive us. We are confessing to the fact that we know his mercy, his forgiveness overpowers his wrath. We are asking for his forgiveness first rather than his punishment. We are making him encircle us in his shower of mercy. Wherever there is rahmah, wherever there is forgiveness and mercy, there is no place for wrath and punishment. Of course, the Almighty Allah has different names, different attributes. But we are recommended, highly ordered by our traditions to call Him using His beautiful names, using His names that reminds us of His mercy and forgiveness. Ya man sabaqat rahmatuhu ghadabah. O the one whose forgiveness precedes His wrath. And this excerpt of the whispered prayer is the embodiment of this tradition. إلهي إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك وإن أخذتني بذنوبي أخذتك بمغفرتك وإن أدخلتني النار أعلمت أهلها أني أحبك. If you put me to the fire, I shall declare to its inmates that I love you.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, brothers and sisters, in this part we are asking from the Almighty Allah to forgive us, but we are asking Him using His beautiful names. Another benefit of calling the Almighty Allah this way is that it causes humiliation and softening of the heart. If a supplicant wishes his prayer to be accepted, he must seek tender-heartedness. He must try to soften his heart, because when the heart becomes tender, it somehow opens up. Somehow the veils between the supplicant and Allah are lifted, and he is nearer to Allah this way. That is why the mode of prayer, the mode of request, has an effect on the softening of the heart. And when the infallible Imams order us to call out our Lord in this fashion, in this way, إلهي إن أخذتني بجرمي أخذتك بعفوك, to call out to our Lord using His beautiful names, using the names that talk about His forgiveness and mercy, we are softening our hearts as well. And for this very reason, the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam used to explain to the servants that Allah the Exalted is present everywhere. But we take up this particular mode of prayer to mark our own humilities and neediness towards Allah. That is why it is recommended for us to raise our two hands as a sign of indigence and humility. We are asking the Almighty Allah to remove hardness from our hearts, to clear it up, to draw our soul's attention to Allah, the Blessed, the Exalted. This is what a true lover, a true servant must do. إن أدخلتني النار أعلمت أهلها أني أحبك. If you put me to the fire, I declare to its inmates that I love you. And it's not possible that Almighty Allah puts a true lover in the hellfire. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان